content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the May-June issue of Scout Life. We're going to read a few letters from the area on the prairie. I read the article about the best marriage badge for Aquaman. I don't agree with the wilderness survival being the right merit badge for him. I think a better one would be fishing, because he could make fishing lines to help take on his enemies, then hook a fish and send it into a position to also snag an enemy with his hook. That's from Charlie Arl in Sellersburg, Indiana.
Johnny, thank you for giving this one the critical thought it deserves. This eagle agrees with you on the value of that particular merit badge. Is there a better, more delicious skill than fishing? No, clearly not. But, of course, the values of scouting would never align with using fishing skill for any kind of defense. However, I'd argue Aquaman could use the fishing merit badge to learn how to catch and fry up some tilapia fillets. He could use this meal to win over his enemies and his sportsmanship and culinary excellence. Anybody agree? Anybody?
Hi, I'm a first-class scout and have been in scouts since first grade. I joined because one of my friends was there, and now, almost 7 years later, I'm so happy I did. I feel like I have learned a lot of skills, been to places, and lived through experiences that I don't think I would have ever been open to in other situations. I'm really thankful for this program and all the friends I have made along the way. And I know that my scout journey will help me in the years to come. Thank you. That's from Victoria M. in Doral, Florida.
This is a great letter for so many reasons. I especially like how you highlighted joining scouts because a friend had joined. That's how so many scouting journeys begin. And so, in the spirit of Victoria's success as a scout and person, I'd like to wrap up this month a little differently. I challenge all of you readers to bring a friend to a scouting event. Check with your leader first to find the right time. Good luck, and maybe you'll gain another friend in the flock. And write to me about how it goes.
Now, scouting around, page 20. Being thrifty and brave. You can live the scout law in small ways. You don't have to save someone's life while risking your own, though that is brave, or study to be an expert accountant, though that knowledge can help you be thrifty. You can be thrifty simply by saving a few dollars instead of spending them. Managing your money gives you more freedom to spend on what you want or need in the future. Thriftiness also applies to your time and talent. Spend your time wisely. Instead of playing for a couple of hours when you get home from school, complete your chores and other responsibilities first so those tasks are already done. Encourage your unit to be thrifty, too. Shop for deals when buying good or food or gear for an upcoming campout. Plan some trips close to home to cut down on transportation costs. You can be brave in everyday decisions, too. Trying something new is a form of bravery. You're also brave when you speak the truth when no one else does, or when you admit a mistake and apologize for it. Speaking up for others when they're being bullied or doing what is right, despite what others might say or do, are brave choices, too. Field book facts. Not-so-friendly neighborhood spider bites. Spiders can look creepy, but most are fairly harmless. They are incredible creatures that serve valuable roles in their ecosystems. They usually are not aggressive unless trapped, and then can inflict a painful bite, or not. You might not always feel a spider bite, but you could see the effects of one soon after. Most symptoms include redness, swelling, and pain. Treat a bite by washing it with mild soap and water and applying an ice pack to combat the swelling. Be sure to treat the person for shock. However, If you can identify the spider as a venomous one, like a black widow or brown recluse, or you notice symptoms becoming more severe, like cramping, fever, or vomiting, then seek professional medical care. Though rarely deadly, bite from venomous spiders can turn serious and might require a trip to the hospital. To avoid getting bitten, wear long-sleeve clothing and watch where you put your hands and feet, especially when exploring a place where spiders like to hide, like an attic or a garage. Hiking in moonlight. A full moon can provide plenty of light for you to see at night. The Scouts of Boys and Girls Troop 301 of Belmont, California, discovered this when they went on a moonlight hike last May. It was bright enough that you could see a few hundred feet in front of you, says Chloe Ken, 14, a first-class scout. The troop started at a trailhead a couple of hours' drive from their hometown. The five-mile hike climbed 2,100 feet in elevation along the way. The troops had to cancel the trip twice before because of weather, and then wait for a weekend when the moon would be full, says Jack and Hu, 14, a second-class scout. It was worth the wait. The moon was fantastic. It was huge, says Pasha Kanazbej, 11, a scout. There wasn't much light pollution. The scouts hiked the top of the hill where they set up separate camps and could see distant city lights. In the morning, they took some time to reflect, packed up, and headed back. In the daylight, they saw blooming wildflowers along the trail and took photos. They also had to cross a stream. It was a good experience, says Hayden Hunt, 13, a star scout. You can push your limits and see what you can do to improve your limits. Get a grip. Climbing and bouldering, climbing at low heights without a rope over safety mats, are exciting activities all scouts can enjoy. Older scouts can attempt more technical climbs and could go rappelling, but everyone can learn basic techniques. You can start by practicing holds. Put your fingertips on the edge of a table, bend your fingers at the second joints, and pull down with your wrist. That's a cling hold. It's the most common way climbers hang onto edges and rock faces. If a hold is small, you might be clinging to it with only a couple of fingers. Or if it's a big hold, called a bucket or jug, you'll be using more of your hand. Another common hold climbers use is called a jam. When there's a crack in a rock, climbers place their fingers, hand, or fist into the crack. They then arch their fingers or clench their fist to tighten their hand in the crack. If you are grabbing a rock with your palm up, that hold is called an undercling. This type of hold works because your hands are pulling one way while your feet are pushing the other. You can use the undercling to move sideways along a rock face or for balance as you search for your next handhold. Practice these holds the next time you go climbing under the supervision of a qualified instructor. Rappelling is when you descend a rock face by moving down a rope. You must be at least a Webelo scout to rappel. Check the BSA's Climb On Safety Guide when planning a unit outing. See online versions of Scout BSA program features for troops and crews at go.scoutlife.org/program features. Scouts whose troops choose for suggested program themes for May can learn more in the Climbing Merit Badge pamphlet. Automotive maintenance. Jump-starting a discharged battery. Some ideas for your next merit badge adventure. Number one, with the two cars parked close together, turned off and in park, clamp one end of the red cable to the positive terminal of the dead battery. Clamp the other end of that same cable to the positive terminal of the good battery. Number two, clamp one end of the black cable to the negative terminal of the good battery. Clamp the other end of that same cable to an unpainted metal surface of the dead engine, such as a bolt or bracket. Use a surface as far away from the battery as possible. 3. Start the car with the good battery and allow it to run for a few minutes. 4. Start the car with the dead battery and let both cars run while connected for a few more minutes. Number five, remove the cables in the reverse order in which they were connected. Don't let them touch each other or any other surfaces. Motorboating. The nautical rules of the road promote safety in motorboating and help prevent collisions. When two vessels approach each other head-on, both should steer to the starboard, in other words, veer to the right. If a boat approaches your port left side, you have the right of way and should maintain your course and speed. If you approach a boat on its port, you must yield by going around its stern, slowing down, or even stopping and backing up. Sailboats have the right of way. When one boat is passing another, the boat doing the passing must keep clear while the boat being overtaken should not alter its course or speed, and should not alter its course or speed. Environmental science, way to reduce pollution. Recycle clothing and household items by having a garage sale, taking things to resale shops, or donate items to charity. Walk a bike wherever you need to go, if it's not too far, or carpool with friends. Also, pack your lunch in reusable containers instead of using a new paper bag each day. Use rechargeable batteries. Regular batteries usually end up as good solid waste in landfills. Pick up trash regularly at a local park. All good ideas. Now, how about a few comics? Start with Lion Pride, Clean Up Crew. Well, the gang is off. Let's go on a hike. Oh, no. Look at all the trash. We need to clean it up. Help me find this garage in the above picture. Okay. Tiger's Adventures. What are Tiger and his friends dressed up for? They're just helping Iggy with his new garden. Come on, Corn. You got this. Way to go, tomatoes. Grow the little carrots, grow. Pop up and take a peek, peppers. You can do it, cucumbers. All luscious things and vegetables to eat. Wolfgang, Philosophy Corner. The glass is half full. The glass is half empty. The glass was filled with delicious Fizzo Cola. It's all gone now. The Bear Bunch. May is National Strawberry Month. National Barbecue Month. And National Hamburger Month. Don't forget National Get Caught Reading Month. It's National Photography Month. And Zombie Awareness Month. Ooh. We'll be loyal scouts. What a great Zoom meeting. We got a full lesson in knot making, thanks to our knot expert, Ty Knots. My pleasure. Why not? I always say. And look at all the knots we made today. The sheet bend, the bowline, trucker's hitch, clove hitch, square knot, and so many more. You really covered it all, Ty. Any advice for us new knot makers? Just remember, don't try to tie too many knots all at once. Oh, boy. Arrowheads. My grandpa is a funny guy. I told him I was excited to learn pioneering. He said I was too young to tie the knot. I don't get it. Dink, Dunk, and Desi. I'm David. I'm a wolf. I'm caring. I'm a wolf. I'm Bobby. I'm a wolf. I'm Larry. I'm a wolf. Larry? Larry looks like a real wolf. Oh, okay, I'm not a scout, but I am a wolf. Can I still have some s'mores? Of course, everyone's welcome, and that's the truth. Trustworthy. Scouts tell the truth, are honest, and keep their promises. People can depend on them. Pee-wee Harris looks at climbing and rappelling.
When you're an expert climber like me, it's essential that you be familiar and comfortable with your gear. When you're trusting your safety to a bunch of clamps, ropes, and straps, you'd better be sure you know every inch of them. So I recommend spending quality time with your gear before you head out. I'll turn out your light, okay, Pee-wee? Thanks, Dad. Good night. Wacky Adventures. Scout Life. Now that we have our 10-foot diameter cleared area, our water buckets in place, and 3 inches of mineral soil under our fire ring, I'm going to show you all what I like to call the one-match fire. Because when you build your fire like this, all you need is one match to get it started. First, we lay down some quick-burning tinder. Then we lay slow-burning tinder on top of that. Then we lay some light kindling over the tinder, making sure to have the ends meet in the middle like a teepee. We gradually increase the size of the kindling as we go. Now for the moment of truth. Can I get this fire going with just one match or not? That's all right. We don't have to count that one. But I only brought one match. Oop. Bucky clock. Arc. Maybe next time. Scouts in Action. Page 38. His mom's all-terrain vehicle flipped. Matthew Grovander, 17, and his mom were driving all-terrain vehicles in a ravine while visiting family in Morganton, Indiana, when Matthew's mom struck a log and flipped over. Matthew ran to his mom and saw that she had sustained a deep cut on her leg. He took off his shirt and used it to control the bleeding. One of Matthew's cousins was on a trail nearby. With no cell phone reception, Matthew yelled to his cousin to alert their relatives back at the house. One of the family members called 911. After making sure the shirt was secure, Matthew rode back to the house and gathered several towels, then returned to his mom and used his towels to further control the bleeding. Paramedics arrived soon after. Matthew and one of his relatives cut a new trail up the hill so they could get his mom out of the ravine as quickly as possible. Matthew's mom was taken to a hospital by helicopter and later recovered. Life Scout Matthew Gravander, a member of Troop 719, chartered to Faith United Methodist Church in Torrance, California, received a heroism award for his actions. More Scouts in Action. More true stories of Scouts in Action. Their brother fell off the rockets. The brother fell off the rocks. Gavin Ament, 12, and his brother Callum, 7, were hiking with their parents and middle brother in a remote area in Custer, South Dakota, when the middle brother fell off a ledge into a rocky stream below. The boy was unconscious and having a seizure. Gavin pulled him out of the water and then yelled for his parents. When his parents arrived, Gavin and Callum ran to find someone with cell phone service who could call 911. A bystander ran to a gift shop more than a mile away that had a phone. The boys showed other hikers where they would be and then returned to their family and used their shirts to warm their brother and control the bleeding from his injuries. Thanks to Gavin and Callum, first responders were able to quickly find Gavin's family. Their brother was airlifted to a hospital and later recovered. Scout Gavin Ament, at the top, a member of Troop 211, chartered to Celebration Lutheran Church in Sartell, Minnesota, and Wolf Cub Scout Callan Ament, a member of PAC 11, chartered to St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church in Sartell, Minnesota, each received a heroism award for their actions. He stopped a fire from spreading. Peyton Bragg, 15, was in shop class in his school in Leon, Iowa, when a classmate carelessly tossed a punctured can of spray on the floor.
When another classmate started using a welding machine nearby, the entire side of the room burst into flames. The fire was spreading quickly. Most of the students ran away. One student threw water on the fire, but that only caused it to spread more. As the flames inched closer to the wielding fuel tanks, Peyton began stomping on them to put them out. Peyton's efforts gave another student time to grab a fire extinguisher, which he used to put out the rest of the fire. No one was hurt during the ordeal. Peyton was later treated at a hospital for inhaling smoke and paint fumes. Life Scout Timothy Peyton Bragg, a member of Troop 102 chartered to Leon Methodist Church in Leon, Iowa, received a heroism award for his actions. Good job, Leon. The How to Make It, the Dye Shirt, page 38. Create the perfect summer t-shirt. What you'll need: a white t-shirt, a tie-dye set including dye, gloves, and rubber bands, a tarp or plastic sheet to keep your mess contained, and a gallon-sized plastic zip-top bag. Safety first. Ask an adult to help you with tools you haven't used before. Now, tie it. Lay out the shirt on a flat surface. Pinch the middle with one hand and twist until the shirt makes a tight spiral shape. Use four rubber bands to segment the shirt into eight sections, like a pizza. Dye it. Select the colors of dye you want to use. Put on the gloves. Add water to the pre-filled bottles of dye and shake to mix them up. Squeeze each of the dye bottles onto the sections. Each section should be a different color from one next to it. Turn the shirt over and repeat the process on the back. Dry it. When you're finished dyeing, put the shirt in the zip-top bag and close it. Let it dry for at least 12 hours. Rinse the excess dry off the shirt with water and then wash it by itself in the washing machine. And then wear it. Watch our step-by-step video at go.scoutlife.org/tie-dye. Healthy treat on a stick. Fitness first. Make this quick and tasty kebab. Number one, to keep skewers from burning, soak them in water before assembling and grilling your kebabs. Number two, choose a few of your favorite fruits. Pineapple, strawberries, peaches, and watermelon work great. Number three, cut them into bite-sized pieces and skewer them in an alternating pattern. Number five, grill the kebabs on medium-high heat, turning often until fruit is tender and slightly charred. It shouldn't take more than 5 to 10 minutes. And number six, top with a drizzle, honey, and serve. Religious emblems. Anglican Catholic Church. The Anglican Catholic Awards acknowledge Cub Scouts, Scouts BSA members, and venturers who, to the best of their ability, have faithfully lived their life in accordance with the Church's law, Ten Commandments, and the Scout Oath and Scout Law, while serving their church as an altar boy or girl, acolyte, or choir member. The Ad Diti Domini Award is for Cub Scouts. The Service Dye Award is for Scouts, BSA members, and venturers. For more information, contact your local council or visit go.scoutlife.org/religious awards. Skywalker, can't you just say, pass the ketchup like everyone else? A costume I have, scary I am. May the fourth be with you. Visit go.scoutlife.org/Star Wars for Jedi jokes, X-Wing origami, galactic trivia, and a gallery of Pinewood Derby cars that can do the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs. I'm reading a book about anti-gravity. It's impossible to put it down. I guess it's time for Think and Grin. Bobcats are awesome. See these amazing animals in action at go.scoutlife.org/bobcatsvideo. Celebrate Mom on May 12th. Tora, what do you get when you cross a rabbit and a snake? Billy, I don't know. Tora, a jump rope. That's from Tora R. in Santa Fe, Texas. Michael, what's the shortest month of the year? Jim, I'm not sure. May, because it only has three letters. That's from Michael C. in Burke, Virginia. So does the sidekick gig come with a benefits package and retirement plan? I need to think about our future. That's from Batman and Robin. Max, why did the dinosaur cross the street? Dax, I haven't the foggiest. Max, because the chicken was out sick. That's from Max L. in Northbrook, Illinois. Kyle, knock, knock. Trey, who's there? Kyle, yodel ye. Trey, yodel ye who? Kyle, I don't know. You could yodel. Gene, that's from Kyle S. in Harleysville, Pennsylvania. Gene, why was the dog afraid of the clock? Ken, tell me. Gene, he was scared of its ticks. That's from Gene M. in Anchorage, Iowa. Aaron, excuse me, waiter, is there a spaghetti on the menu? Waiter, no, but we have some in the kitchen. That's from Aaron S. in Euclid, Ohio. Elizabeth, when do astronauts eat? Danielle, when? Elizabeth, at launch time. That's from Elizabeth F. in Irvine, California. Bowden, what did the flat, fast tomato say to the slow tomato? Bo, no idea. Bowden, catch up. That's from Bowden D. in Ancona, Illinois. And finally, Alina, what did the waiter say when the dog ordered a bone? Mac, what? Alina, bon appetit. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.